I toured here with Elvis Perkins quite extensively throughout 2014, 15, and 16, and have come back with him since. But this was my first full tour in November, and it was wonderful. You know, we didn't know how it was going to go because the record came out sort of 1 week into the touring process, mm-hmm. and my name was and still is relatively unknown, so we thought, who's going to be at these shows? Probably nobody. But it was surprising and beautiful and wonderful, the sense of, I guess, exploration and faith. I'm both a critical thinker and very analytical and anxious and worried, but the best things in my life have come from spontaneity and just doing them. I mean, Harvard, I never expected to go there. I definitely didn't fit in there. Although I made wonderful friends, and I'm happy ultimately that I went there. Oh, for sure. I mean, I was not made to go to that place, and I wasn't one of those people where, like, my family had been pushing me since childhood. But there was an aspect also of, I like a challenge, and when people challenge me, I tend to want to rise and meet it. So I think the Harvard thing was, I remember in high school, someone saying something very mean to me, and I'd always loved reading and loved school and loved books, but someone said something to me about me never, like, I wouldn't graduate, or I'd never go to college, and I wouldn't really amount to anything. And so I was like, screw that, I'll, you know, apply to a whole bunch of places and see what happens, and I'll go to Harvard. And I did, and then I got there, I was like, oh my god, what did I do? I'm surrounded by investment bankers. But I loved it. I loved school. I love to learn. I love reading. I love writing papers. I enjoy academia. So that worked out. I'd love to. I still have books of poetry that I'd like to publish. And I would like to write short novels at some point. And I've written essays. And definitely continue. I consider myself a writer before anything. Writer foremost. And a musician second. I've been luckier than so many other people, but, you know, the school that I went to is like the pinnacle of the patriarchy. It's still very it's not that co-ed, you know. There are boys' clubs and girls' clubs, and the boys get most of the opportunities. But when it comes to music, even, you know, I've always grown up, I'm a quote-unquote strong woman. I ran with a group of boys in high school. I wasn't really ever all that aware of myself, and I'm not the kind of person who wakes up in the morning and looks in the mirror and says, I'm a woman. Like, I'm just a person first. But beginning to work in the music industry is when I did start experiencing, like, truly experiencing misogyny. And from people who aren't even malicious. I mean, it's ingrained. You know, I remember I had a job that was a very, you know, sort of a freelance, very easygoing, in and out kind of thing. And when Elvis invited me to be in his band, I went to my boss and I said, "Hey, I'm, you know, I've just been invited to go on tour, and I'm going to be going on tour with Elvis." And he went, "Well, hey, little lady, do you really think it's good to be following a band around like that?" And he knew I played music, and he's a good man, you know, but his first impression was, oh, she's not going to be playing instrument, she's just a groupie. And so there's that, and then I've definitely experienced a lot of cruelty when it's come to online, you know, bullying, comments. They comment about everything. I mean, anything they can think of. My face and my body and my voice and my guitar playing is a big thing. They just, and you know, it does feel like it's because I'm a woman. I feel like men get off a lot easier on that. It's wild and sometimes very hilarious. But that is true, and it's also, I mean, I think most salient, it's ingrained in me, you know. Like I said, I didn't really in earnest pick up the guitar until I was 27 years old because I felt like I would never be good enough, and I couldn't be good enough. And, you know, even the way I play guitar is informed by a sense of having to be, like, having to have a style that is unique enough that it can't really be, you know, it can't really be cut down for, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not trying to be Jimi Hendrix, I'm not trying to be anybody else, mm-hmm. I'm just myself, and so I just trying to avoid comparison, but breaking that down in me, I was like, it doesn't matter whether I'm a girl or not, I'm a guitar player. You want to fall in love? that it doesn't happen until you aren't expecting it and until you stop wanting to fall in love. When you're wanting to fall in love, you'll fall in love with anybody and it'll be the wrong person and it won't be love. Mm-hmm. It'll be something else. It'll be delusion or lust, filling a void. But as soon as you come to a place where you're not looking for it, and you love yourself, mm-hmm. and you're happy with yourself, then that's only when someone will come into your life who is, you know, the right match and who you will really fall in love with.